The January 5th, 2016, regular meeting of the Design Review Board for the City of Aiken, and welcome you all to our meeting. So our first agenda item is the approval of minutes. Are there any corrections to the minutes? If not, can we have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
All right. All in favor? Passes unanimously. The second item of business is the election of officers for this year. The current chair is McDonald Law, and I'm the current vice chair, and Mr. Paradise is the current secretary. So do we have any motions on the election of officers?
Madam Secretary, I recommend that we retain the board of officers that we have now and close the nominations.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor? Opposed? All right. Mr. Secretary, would you read the next item of business, please?
This is application 15-H15-045 from Jeffrey and Shannon Ellis regarding 117 Colleton Avenue Southwest. The applicants are requesting approval to demolish the two buildings located at 117 Colleton Avenue Southwest. The house and apartment are in a state of disrepair and have foundation issues and structural issues. Grant Larley has written a letter concerning the three buildings and photos document the issues discussed. If approval is granted, the applicants would like to build two buildings which would be more compatible with the Wilcox, Jasmine Cottage, and other properties in the area. Attached is a proposed concept and site plan. The house at 117 Colleton Avenue Southwest is located in the Historic Overlay District, and we should look at sections of the Design Review Board, Design Review Manual on demolition on page 20.
Thank you, Mr. Paradise. Is the applicant present?
Yes.
Would you please come forward? Is there anything you would like to tell the board about your application?
I think everything should be in the application as submitted. I know we've been to a couple of the work sessions, and my first work session, which I think was I went with less information than I should have, and working with Jeff Burden, we've been able to really put something together where I think everybody here on the committee would hopefully approve, as I think it would be great for the our area and neighborhood.
Thank you. Questions for Mr. and Mrs. Ellis?
I have a question. In Grant's letter recommending what should be done with the structures, he recommends that the barn be torn down because it is not salvageable, and yet the application says you want to retain the barn.
As we're looking at the overall design, and I realize that this is just for a demolition, but as we move forward with the design, we know we have to resubmit, but we're not, we like the barn, we're not sure exactly how it will work with our concept moving forward, and that was the reason why it was suggested that we maybe keep it for now to see how we can really integrate it with the overall concept as we're moving forward.
The other question I would have is that building three, which is the cottage, he does not give the same strictures to its salvageability or its safety, but that's the one building you are going to tear down, one of the two.
Correct.
So I personally, I question Grant's assessment of the buildings.
I guess you'd have to talk to Grant through that. We've had numerous contractors coming through. There are some structural issues from my understanding and talking to them. It's my understanding, to the best of their knowledge and experience, that it needs to come down.
more questions.
Any other questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else in the audience who would like to speak on this application? Mr. Verglass, welcome.
Gentlemen, ladies. I'm Francois Verglass. I'm the neighbor to the property at Jasmine Cottage at 129 Colleton Avenue. And I'm here to support the application. Those buildings are, you know, I've been in those buildings numerous times. They are clearly in a state of disrepair. I'm not an expert, I'm not a builder, so I can't, you know, vouch for whether they should be remodeled, but it, you know, my understanding is that it's way beyond financially feasible to rehab both the manor house and the cottage. And it's my hope that, in fact, eventually the garage, the shed, will also be taken down and remodeled to some other function. It's an eyesore as it's standing, and it should be there.
And you'd like to see something similar built back?
I don't have any problem with them building something within the footprint that they have and within the general height of those buildings.
Do you know anything about the history of your house and this particular property?
A little bit. I understand that the very original chef of the Wilcox probably may have lived in both buildings at some point, and the descendants of the chef owned both properties, and the last owner of the Shannon's property, who now moved to Alaska, was a descendant of the family, and she was born in one of those houses, probably Jasmine Cottage.
Oh, thank you. Any questions from the board for Mr. Verglass? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anyone else who would like to speak? Good evening.
My name is Rhonda Lang, and I live directly behind the property on Colleton Avenue that's in question. And I run the property length, the entire property length of the south side of the Ellis's property. I have the problem of overlooking that property every morning. All my north windows face that property, and it's been in a state of utter dilapidation for a very, very long time. It is very unsightly, and I really believe that it does need to come down. The only question I have is the same one you did about the barn remaining. I believe that's in the worst state, even perhaps worse than the houses, because it's not ever been maintained to any form. So I would also like to see that taken down in the future, whatever the future plans are, although I understand it could be useful during the rebuilding process, the demolition process. Like Francois, I would like to see the same footprint or pretty much and something compatible built on that property. It would be an asset rather than detriment to the neighborhood. Thank you.
Oh, wait, please. Does anyone on the board have questions for Ms. Lang? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak on this issue? Thank you. Seeing none?
Madam Chair, just for record, I gave you all an email that I got from Mrs. Smith in the work session relating to this application.
Okay, so should we make that an exhibit?
Yes, ma'am.
What was this time? It's just a letter saying that some of the neighbors were in favor of it.
There was two neighbors in support of the application.
And it was Ms. Smith and who else?
And Kay Oppenheimer.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
At 105 Colleton Avenue, and Marilyn Smith at 111 Colleton Avenue.
Okay. Thank you. Any other things to be considered before the board deliberates on this issue? Okay, so back to the board for a motion.
Madam Chairman, I'd like to make a motion with respect to application CERH15-045 with approval to demolish the two buildings located at 117 Colleton Avenue Southwest due to foundation issues and structural issues.
Second.
All right. Discussion.
Well, I was just going to say that, you know, normally I'm opposed to any demolition, and I think that this property is an eyesore enough that we're not going to get anything better out of it than this. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, this is as good as we can get.
Yeah, I've been in it, and it's a bad shape.
I would say, you know, in the future, not expect me to vote in favor of demolition. Mm-hmm. Just that FYI.
I would like to see all three structures demolished. If they are in the condition that Grant says they're in, I think they should all come down.
And the application is just for two of them to come down?
Mm-hmm. It only asks for two. I was thinking the three also, but he only said two. That's why I didn't put it in there.
So, Mr. Ellis, if you want to, yes, please come forward. If you want to demolish the, I mean, we're not going to make you take them down if you don't want to take them down.
I understand.
But if,
and I understand the worry about it as well. I think as a project moving forward, the actual footprint of it could be useful in the design that we have moving forward. Speaking to our neighbors behind, I totally understand it. Where it's coming from, but in the end result is, I mean, the barn's not going to remain in its current state, but it would help in the design as we're moving forward from an architectural standpoint, and working with Jeff Bird and all that.
Mr. Paradise will maybe help me here, but the point I'm making to you is you could get all of your approvals now and not have to come back to get the approval to take
or
the other one.
Or ever tear it down.
What's that?
We may never ever tear it down. But yeah, right, I mean, we're offering the approval for you.
So
this gives you the option.
Right. Yeah. And I guess where I'm not...
The only challenge we have is that we're not architects. And our architect has said to us he has a plan with the first two and the third is not challenging him at this moment. And if he were here right now, I'd defer to him. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he thinks it's cute and he's going to change the outside of it or what he's going to do. But today, I don't know exactly what he's planning to do with it.
But it's just my point to you is that you could amend your application now and ask to tear all three down, and you're not required to tear all three down.
I see what you're saying.
You have the option.
And then,
but if
you leave it the way it is, then you have to come back if you want to tear the.
I understand. So that would be so. Okay. Then we
then
should we should move forward with
okay.
Thank you.
I will ask to amend the motion to demolish all three buildings located at 117 Colleton Avenue.
I'll second.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And I feel that's appropriate because we certainly looked at it and discussed it, and you know,
yeah.
So I think that's.
And they have 2 years to.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You have 2 years.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any further discussion? All right. Are we ready to vote? All in favor? All right. Unanimous. Thank you very much.
Good night.
Mr. Paradise, the second application, they have requested it be continued until next month.
Yes, ma'am. So
should we continue this or just table it until they decide they want to come?
I would table it till we get, I'll be in contact with them, make sure that they want to come.
Okay, so we're going to continue it to next time or just table it, and then when they want to come, then we'll
yes, ma'am.
We'll take it off the table. So can we, any comments from the board on that? So could we have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, all in favor? All right, Mr. Paradise, the next application, please.
This be application CERH 16-029, Brandon Rogers, for the location is at Banksia at 433 Newberry Street Southwest. The applicant is requesting approval to construct a walking path on the Aiken County Historical Museum property at 433 Newberry Street Southwest. The path will be mulched with wood chips and run from the main drive to the schoolhouse on the property as displayed in Exhibit B. The purpose of the path is to provide an alternative to the current practice of having school groups outside the museum's wall to get to the old schoolhouse. The Aiken County Historical Museum is located in the Historic Overlay District. We should review the section of the Design Review Manual on historic landscape design on page 34.
Thank you. Would the applicant come forward, please? State your name and address for the record.
Hi, I'm Brandon Rogers. I'm an Eagle Scout at Troop 146. And is there anything else?
Is there anything you'd like to tell us about this project?
Well, I understand y'all have seen this before, but I put a few extra slides in it recently.
Mm-hmm.
It's just extra information. There was the map and where they're currently walking, the children are.
Mm-hmm.
And here was an illustration of the trail, where it starts and this small patch of azaleas right there where it runs through. And the end of it comes out right there on the driveway. And this was a representation of the kind of trail that we'd be using with the mulch. And this was some information on, I researched how to like trim azaleas properly, make sure is that right. And if we were decided we need steps, these are the kind of steps we would use. The timber steps, which is a diagram right there of how to properly put them in and how many inches and how far apart. This was some price estimates we did on the type of prices and money we'd need for that, and the mulch, the landscape fabric, the staples for it, lumber and rebar if we did steps. And funding sources, Thrivent Financial has offered to grant us $200 for any Eagle project. And local building supply stores such as Lowe's and other ones are known to donate to Eagle projects. And that was my, those are my comments.
And you're going to be building this yourself as your Eagle project?
Yes, ma'am. Me and some fellow scouts.
Very good. Thank you. Questions from the board?
I think you've done a good job.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. It was an excellent presentation. Is there anybody else who would like to speak?
My name is Mary White. I'm the assistant director and the educator there at the at Banksia, and I'm actually the one who requested that Brandon take on this project because it's something we've been needing for a long time, and it's just something that we don't have the facilities to do ourselves, but I think it would be a great asset to bringing groups into the to the area and allowing them to walk, not just the school groups, but also those just walking the grounds.
Questions from the board? Well, thank you very much. Would you like to speak, sir?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Lane Rogers. I'm Brandon's father. I just wanted to clarify a point or two. Brandon, could you come up, please? Yeah. I wanted to make sure that that the board was aware of. Can you go back to some of the cross sections? Just aware of what exactly is being asked. So we believe that the slope of the hill is such that there is no problem with erosion right now. I mean, it's basically just pine straw and leaves. And we believe that it's the slope is such that it will not require steps. But it was brought to our attention that if it did require steps, there was a recommendation that they be timbered. And so I just wanted to make sure that this was not in your original package. So after we were speaking back and forth to the office, we realized that perhaps we should include a cross-section of the diagram of the treated lumber steps with rebar, half-inch rebar driven into the ground to keep them stable if they were required.
And so it's you're saying you'd like the option of either having steps or not?
Yes, I'm saying that we believe that the trail would be fine without any steps. However, if we were to have the project and realize during the construction of the project that there was a section that perhaps was seeming too steep, that seemed to require steps, then I guess it might be helpful if we understood the board's approval or non-approval of timber-type steps of this nature. So I guess I'm saying if that's amenable, if that's something that the board is amenable to, then we'd like to go ahead and make sure that that gets kind of included at this time. Although I believe in the original application, actually steps were not checkmarked on the original application.
So are those 8x8s?
No, sir. They would be either 4x4 or 6x6. And the sections that there, most of the areas are in the 3 to 5 degree slope, but there are about five sections that are 5 feet long that approach 10 degrees in slope. Now, the percent grade is more like 17, and U.S. Forest Service, when they do hiking trails, they generally don't require steps until 25% grade, and that's why after walking it and just looking at it, we don't believe it will, and the numbers don't show that it doesn't approach 25%, it's more like 17%, but if it were, since we're here, and if the board was amenable to it, then we would like to include the idea of the possibility of timber steps. Now, when we say this, we mean basically a 5 or 6 foot section, because you can have some trails that have a slight grade and they're fine to walk on, and then you come to kind of a steep grade and you need a couple of steps. Mm-hmm. And that's what we'd be talking about. Yes, ma'am. I guess I'm just saying that perhaps we want to amend the application to have the possibility of steps if the board is amenable to that idea.
Okay. Questions from the board?
Is there a limit on the slope with younger children?
No, sir, I don't believe so. You mean, would it be too difficult for young children?
Yeah, I mean, slipping if there's any moisture around and that kind of stuff. I mean,
I don't think that
if you got steep areas, I would think the steps would be a good idea.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Actually, my gut feeling on it is that just walking the hill, I don't think it would be a problem. But since we're here seeking approval, if it were to present a problem, that's why I'm just asking about the actual timber steps, is to kind of have that option if the need presents itself.
I think maybe the board can help you with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and I guess the other thing I thought we might should clarify is that our cross section there, can you go to the cross section, Brent? The cross section of the trail. Okay, so basically, there's just landscaping fabric. It's moving away the existing material. There's a lot of material on the ground, basically moving that back to get to the existing grade, and then laying in the average of about 4 inches of mulch for a 3 foot trail, which shows there about 4 foot wide because it has a kind of a natural edging instead of metal edging or plastic edging. It's just kind of natural. So
I think we understand.
Okay.
Does anybody have questions? Well, if there are no questions, thank you very much. And anyone else? All right, back to the board for a motion.
I
I'd like to make a motion on application CERH 16-029 that it be approved with the additional comment that stairs as submitted are allowed if needed.
Second.
Discussion. Well, I think I
would think that this additional slides get added as an exhibit to the application.
Thank you. Well, thank you for bringing this to us. I think this is a good project. So, are we ready to vote?
Yep.
All in favor? All right, carries. Thank you very much. Anything else for the good of the group? Adjourn.
All right. How long is your project going to take?